Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Coming up on podcast 1458, Volkswagen's affordable small EV will be made in Spain from 2025, and I'll tell you everything I know. Stick around. Also on the show today, we're talking about Volta trucks coming to the US. ABB install their fastest charger into Norway, and got pricing for the Genesis GV60 here in the UK. Those stories and a lot more for your weekend edition, well, your first of two weekend editions. It's Saturday, 7th of May. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. My name is Martin Lee, and it's my job to go through every EV story, so you don't have to. So I guess Saturday's podcast, we're mopping up a few stories from Friday. And something I noticed yesterday on my LinkedIn page, I follow Volkswagen AG account on LinkedIn, the kind of corporate account, and this seems to have not gone under the radar a little bit, but they did a LinkedIn post to say that their affordable small EV will be made in Spain from 2025, announcing investment of 10 billion euros, the largest single investment in Spain's history, building a factory in Sagunto, producing small electric cars from 25 and building up a comprehensive ecosystem around it. The Volkswagen Group, SEAT, and the Spanish government share a vision, they say, to make Spain a European hub for electric mobility. We are ready to initiate this transformation. According to CEO Herbert Diess, they offered a sneak peek. That was the phrase they used. Sneak peek! Exclamation mark. These are the first sketches of our smaller e-models from Skoda, Cupra and VW, will be built in Spain from 2025. These entry-level electric vehicles make the access to e-mobility much easier and push the country's future of mobility. So this is huge news, and I don't think it's gone under the radar, because I have seen it subsequently reported, at least by the automotive press, if not a little bit wider. But yeah, huge news to say big investment into Spain. Spain is Europe's second biggest car maker, I think, behind Germany. I think there's a bit of fair bit of production happening in Spain. Look, there's not a huge amount to say from these sketches. Honestly, if you look at a brand new VW Polo, maybe a Polo GTI or something, you know, so slightly flared wheel arches, little spoiler on the back of the top roof line, three-door hatchback, really, is this sketch, is what it appears anyway. But I guess you get that in five-door as well. Of their 25,000, sorry, their 2025 model car. I imagine this would cost around £25,000 or €25,000, given the size of it. It does look like a small city car, but I mean, this is huge, because we're always talking about how there's loads of EVs for, you know, more than 30 or 40 grand, but for the big name that is VW to enter into that market. And yes, I know that they've got the E-Up and the SEAT Me and etc., but This will be on a different platform. So huge news, really. Volkswagen and their partners investing 10 billion euros to make EVs and batteries as well at that plant in Spain. 3 billion euros more than previously announced. The company announcing a partnership deal with the utility company Iberdrola, which will set up a solar park to power the battery plant near Valencia. Volkswagen said in March it would invest 7 billion euros to build a battery plant and make EVs at two car factories in Spain. Herbert Diess saying that figure is now 10 billion, according to a Reuters.com report. They say, VW said, we will electrify the second largest car producer in Europe. Oh, there it is. That's the quote. We will electrify the second largest car producer in Europe with a new gigafactory of batteries and the production of electric cars in two plants, Herbert Diess telling an event in Sagunto, adding the plan was to create a full ecosystem of suppliers and lithium extraction all the way through to the assembly of batteries. So this is exactly what car makers should be doing. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. If we had a magic wand, what would you do? Well, you'd start from scratch. You'd have everything in one place, much like Tesla were doing, well, years ago, with raw materials turning up at Giga Nevada and along with their partner Panasonic making them into cells, etc., etc. But people don't often give Tesla credit for that, by the way. That was happening a long, long time ago. They're very good at working with raw materials at Tesla. They kind of think it's a new thing since battery day. But anyway, I digress. Another digression on this podcast. So that's exactly what Tesla's competitors should be doing if they want to challenge Tesla and make electric cars affordable. You know, 20 or 25,000 euro or pound cars and still make a profit. Really, really good news. Because obviously you've got a smaller footprint of the car. Those cars are lighter. They're going to have smaller batteries. But with battery development, and you can still make a good margin on those vehicles and have a half-decent range. Great news. VW will start building their 40 gigawatt hour plant early next year. So sometime in Q1 next year, production will start. Series production of those batteries, 2026. VW will have six battery cell production plants across Europe by the end of the decade. When you add them all together, current plans, 240 gigawatt hours of capacity every single year with those six gigafactories from VW, along with their partners, the likes of Northvolt, some of them with partners, some of them I think VW on their own attempt to bring those supply chains under their control as much as possible, more so than I've ever seen the car industry doing. It's really incredible. Right, links to those stories in the show notes, obviously. And whenever we talk about affordable EVs, it is going to answer so many of the questions that I have still around electric vehicles, which is for a certain type of person, certain type of buyer, it's fine. And there's a lot of people who look at EVs and still go, hey, they're way too expensive. Now, I can debunk that to an extent. I can point out certain lease deals. I can point out the fact that there's no running costs and maybe you're spending, you know, at the minute, £200 a month on your car lease or whatever, your finance agreement, but spending another £200 on running it and fuel and tax and all those kind of things. And, well, actually, if you're running on electricity and you're charging at home and it's very cheap, your petrol is almost, your fuel is almost free, so your petrol bill is gone, and you might end up paying out of pocket, say, £350. You know, you're saving money. But it's that higher price tag people can't get over. This will fix a lot of that. Now, talking of the UK market very quickly, because this is a global podcast, but I am here, so I'll do some UK news very quickly. Car registrations were down 15% last month in April, but you know what's coming, right? Whenever I give these numbers, like earlier this week, Ford's overall sales were down, but Mustang Mach-E was up and E-Transit was up. Overall car sales in the UK, well, registrations, I should say, in the UK were down by 15% last month, but you know what's coming next. EVs continued to grow. Zero emissions cars joining the UK's roads were up 41% year on year on the same month, taking an 11% market share, up from 6.5% last year. So again, we know we're not Norway, but we're 11% now. So that's an amazing number. The number of new plug-in hybrid registrations did fall as well. Interesting that people went off plug-in hybrids in April. If you add them together, they say, this press release from the SMMT, the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, say that 28% of all new cars were electrified. What they've done is they've bundled into that number shabby hybrids. And I really hate the fact they do that because they haven't got a plug socket on the side of them. I think by the time you add EVs, pure EVs, proper EVs, and plug-in hybrids, which are, you know, pretty good, For some people. I think they, I don't know the exact number, I think it's like a 17 or 18% market share, which is still really cool. Like, it was almost a fifth in April. But the headline was 28% cars are electrified. Doesn't count if it hasn't got a plug socket on. Plug-in electric cars will account for a quarter of all registrations this year by the end of the year is the prediction. Now, Volta Trucks, the Swedish company who I met this time last week, actually. I did an interview with them on, what is the Friday? So about 8 days ago at Fully Charged in Farnborough. That's going to be a video and an audio podcast coming very soon. I need to get that one edited up. Did a big walk around and a deep dive into their Volta truck, their 16-ton model, which was on display, and will be on sale by the end of the year. Volta Trucks have shared their roadmap to bring their all-electric vehicles to the US. The 16-ton one, which you'll see in my video, will be followed by a Class 5 and a Class 6 variant as well, and built on US soil as soon as they find a manufacturing partner. For now, they're not going down the road of building factories, etc., etc. They've got the vehicle designed, their suppliers, they're going to seek other people to actually assemble it. That's a smart idea, and there's loads of companies that can do that. They're going to Steyr in Austria to have the initial trucks made. In 2023, an 18-ton version will come along as well, and their flagship truck will arrive in the US in 2023, beginning in Los Angeles. Volta announcing the news in a press release earlier this morning, laying out their vision for transport as a service. So maybe one price for those vehicles, for companies to rolling in maintenance, etc., etc. The commercial EV manufacturer is currently road testing and design verification prototyping of their 16-tonner, according to the electric.co website. 1,500 of them will be built overseas by the time the truck enters North America. So let's talk about the world's fastest EV charger. That's made by ABB. And let's talk about how California is helping the port of Long Beach go electric, and maybe expansion of Tesla in Berlin. All of those stories and a lot more coming up on the podcast. Keep listening.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
So yeah, that ABB story then. So ABB make what is technically the world's fastest production EV charger, and that is a Terra 360. The ABB Terra 360 can charge up to four vehicles at once, so you could put that, I guess, in the middle, you know, on a square in the middle, and have four parking spaces dotted around it. It's got screens on both sides, and so I think, you know, one screen, I've not used them, but I think one screen does two cables one side, the other screen does the others. I think that's how it works. Charging four vehicles at once, or one vehicle, up to 360 kilowatts. They've now been installed in Norway. Two of them going in. They're going into Bergen and near Yalo, the ski resort in Norway. The charging stations can charge these ones up to two vehicles. So by the looks of it, this charging network in Norway called Evony, which is new to me, they, by the look of it, they're spec'd, not the quad ones, but the dual ones. And again, you know, if one car turns up that can pull 360, it would. No cars can at the minute. Commercial vehicles, maybe, I don't know of any commercial vehicles that can. I'm sure some can pull faster than 360. I'm sure there are chargers somewhere in the world that can deliver more than 360, but they're probably pretty niche commercial operations for like boats or something. So, yeah, really interesting technology from ABB there. Okay, they're not the world's fastest chargers by much, another 10 kilowatts, but it's a nice headline to have, I guess. And I don't know where I stand on having one piece of hardware serving four cars, if you like, sort of, you know, maybe circled around the charger, or like I say, or is it better to do a bit like the Kempower solution, where all the grunt work is done in the cabinets out back, as it were, and then you just have these nice little slender posts, one charger per car. I'm erring towards, in terms of new people driving EVs and pulling up to chargers and working out what to plug into, I'm erring towards, I think the better way of doing it is to have one post per car. So you have a space, you have a car parking space, and then at the end of that space, in the middle, to try and, you know, account for cable length, you have a small, slender post, like the Kempower stuff does, and that is one car, one charger. Now, some of those are specified with two cables, because one's a CCS and one's a CHAdeMO. Sometimes they put an AC on, sometimes they've put two CCSs on, and they, you know, they share it. But I think to help people understand, to make it as an analogous to filling up with petrol, which I don't really like to use that example, it would be, you come in here and this is your charger, rather than kind of four cars dotted around a charger. But either way, that's amazing that four cars can plug into this new ABB charger. Now, California, the port of Long Beach, next in the news, today receiving a multi-million dollar Energy Commission grant to move their second phase on of their electric vehicle blueprint. The $2.5 million grant helping towards the transition to zero emissions and moving to electric vehicles at the port of Long Beach. Projects include installing chargers for the maintenance facilities and infrastructure needed to power chargers at the control center as well. A report coming out of Germany today suggests that Tesla's Giga Berlin Brandenburg site does have room to become larger. Tesla is planning to acquire additional space, about 100 hectares. Now, at the minute, the property covers about 300 hectares, but that's big enough for, you know, a gigafactory or two. Nothing is official. Nothing is certain. These are rumors. Treat with caution. I'm not saying it's true. It's coming from a German report. Tesla is busy ramping up production of the Made in Germany Model Y right now. Over the last week, actually, I've not done this in a while. I've caught up with a bunch of drone videos of Berlin. I know that the hardcore Tesla fans will watch these every single day. I mean, what's really going to change? But I hadn't done it in a while, and I thought it was my job to, you know, at least update myself on how Texas and Berlin look, because there's always drone videos on YouTube every day. And you know what? Berlin, it is so unfinished, if this makes sense. Like, I know the cars are being made, but the amount of groundworks happening around it, just hundreds of, you know, lorries, earth movers, diggers. The factory looks up. There was people swarming over the roof. I'm imagining solar panels going all over the roof of Berlin. But yeah, whilst the building looks kind of finished, all around it, there was so much activity. And heck, it is a big old site at Berlin as well. So, yep, they got some more room. I didn't see any cleared land. So I imagine if they do buy more and they do want to expand, it'll mean more felling of trees. But well, I wait and see. Right, Genesis is the third brand, the third Korean brand using the same platform. Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. Genesis with the GV60. So we know that's 800 volts architecture. We know that it's really fast charging. We know that the IONIQ 5 and the Kia EV6 are really great vehicles. And now Genesis are coming to the market with the GV60. UK pricing is out, £47,000 for the entry model. And I think that's really good. And I'll tell you why. Because a week ago at Fully Charged Live, I had a good little sniff around the Genesis GV60. And I'm really impressed with it. It actually feels very premium. Much more so than the Hyundai and Kia. And they both feel like really nice cars to be in. But there's loads of really nice touches with the Genesis. It's the facial recognition on the door pillar as you walk up to it, and it actually works really well. Even in the rain, even if it's slightly obscured, it knows your face, lets you into the car. Is it a gimmick? Wait and see. You know, keyless entry and all that is a good thing with your mobile phone on you, but the interior, touches, the little crystal ball that spins around, which is your gear selector when the car is turned on. When you turn the car off, it spins around again, has a little crystal there. All these little touches make it feel, the materials felt very, very premium in the GV60. And I think 47 grand is, I mean, it's out of my price range, but the thing is, what if I was paying monthly for cars? You know, I'm a weirdo. I don't pay, you know, I tend to save up and buy stuff, which is why we don't drive the nicest cars in the world, but still. But I think if you are like 95% of how everyone gets into a motor, which is to either, you know, lease, PCP, bum, because who's got that spare cash sitting around, then I think it's going to be a real option. If you are cross-shopping against a Model Y, a Skoda Enyaq, an ID4, even the IONIQ 5 and Kia EV6, have a look at the Genesis. 12.3-inch infotainment, wireless phone charging, loads of safety, 225 horsepower, rear motor, 73 kilowatt hour battery, 321 miles of WLTP range. That's my spec. I don't need four-wheel drive. I don't need crazy speed. But you can go all the way to the range topper, which is the Sport Plus, 500 brake horsepower, four-wheel drive, 292 miles of range, and something for everyone there. I'm curious about how many people will go for that Genesis, being a name that I think a lot of European buyers don't know yet. I wonder how long it'll take them to have a go. Now, the entire US Volvo lineup for next year is now electrified, and that does include mild hybrids. The entire lineup for Volvo next year has some sort of electric power, we found out today. It's a step forward, says Volvo, offering only purely electric vehicles by the end of the decade, and the business being carbon neutral by 2040. The XC40 and the XC90, the V60 cross country, all getting hybrid powertrains as standard, and the plug-ins, of course, the versions, the recharge versions of the XC40, C40 are out as well. Plug-in hybrids, versions of the XC60, S60, S90, and V60, that's the wagon, also out for the 2023 model year. So any Volvo you want next year, going to have a bit of battery power in it of various degrees. Bosch, big name in supplying automotive parts, recording an order volume last year, they say, of 10 billion euros in the field of electromobility for the first ever time. The supplier announcing its intention to further their investment in this area and investment in hydrogen fuel cell stuff as well. Now, last year, Bosch generated a profit of 3.2 billion euros on sales of 78.7 billion euros. And it's not only because of the e-mobility order volume that they've had, but also they are betting on electromobility. They say, I've got a quote here from Bosch, "Electrification is the fastest route to climate neutrality." Well, that's brilliant. You can't argue with that. So yes, they might be doing a bit of investment in fuel cell stuff as well, probably hedging their bets a bit. But clearly, a bit like Toyota, Lexus said earlier this week. And, you know, I'm hard on Toyota. You know I am. But they said, their chief engineer said earlier this week, the best way, I'm paraphrasing now, I forget the actual phrase, and it was through an interpreter as well, but batteries are the best option. Batteries are the best option, which is interesting because, you know, ideologically, I think at board level, Toyota want hydrogen and fuel cells. But you ask the engineers, this is the chief engineer at a press event in Spain, not sure whether he'll get told off for saying this, but he said, batteries are the best option. Bosch here saying electrification is the fastest route to climate neutrality. And final story, I don't know how seriously you want to take this one. General Motors CEO Mary Barra is making it her mission to surpass Tesla in EV world. She promises that GM can pivot and take on Tesla, making GM the leader in that market. She says, and I quote, "We're taking all the steps to do it. We have said that by mid-decade, we will be selling more EVs in this country than anyone else, including Tesla." End quote. So there you go. And I say that with a bit of a wry smile because, you know, Biden before has credited her with electrifying the automotive industry. "Mary, you did it," he said at an event. GM clearly haven't. Maybe they're looking at Tesla, which is built on hype. But the problem is Tesla is built on hype, but then they deliver. So that's me being realistic. I know Tesla fans hate me saying that. They are built on hype, whether it is, you know, Elon Musk saying the cars will drive themselves across the country, when, of course, you know, 5 years ago he was promising that, if not more, saying, I remember watching the battery swapping event. That must have been like 6 or 7 years ago, saying, oh, supercharging is free and it always will be. We'll never charge for supercharging. And of course they do, because they get bigger and it would be disaster to give away electricity. But Elon Musk has a bunch of stuff that he either backtracks on or it was just plain wrong. But it's a company built on hype, but then they deliver. Like, then Tesla then do make great products, whereas GM seem to be looking at that and going, well, look, their share price is huge. Let's just say some stuff that sounds good. Well, Tesla delivered 1 million vehicles last year, on track for 1.5 million this year in 2022. By 2025, look, the predictions vary, but it could be in the region of, you know, 3 to 4 million vehicles that Tesla will ship in 2025. Some say more, some say less. Either way, GM's route to selling that many, I don't see it. I can't see it. Looking at their plans, I don't know how they're going to match that, let alone exceed it. Good luck, GM. I wish you all the best. I hope you do it. She says it's because they're not going to sell at the premium end, saying in a Yahoo Finance interview, we are going to have electric vehicles affordable at $30,000. Of course, the Bolt starts at about $31,000, $32,000. Silverado EV will start at $39,900. The Lyriq, that's going to be a 58 grand car. Either way, good luck. Good luck, GM, with being the number one EV maker. Not actually telling us how you're going to get there, but it's a good line. And hey, maybe the hype will work. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com returns on Monday in 2 days' time with a brand new question for a brand new week. Thanks to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app, and millbrookcottages.co.uk. They are five-star luxury cottages in Devon. They got the getaways, they got the hot tubs, and they got the EV chargers when you get there. Thanks for listening. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do: heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.